Rosamund, I thought you were supposed to be confined to your room.
I couldn't stand being cooped up in there any longer. I shall be joining your jolly party downstairs in time for a juicy chat about your cousin's murder.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Have I dropped a brick? Do you mean you don't even discuss it? Angela and I do. At least Angela talks and I listen. She's a peculiar person, Angela. What are you thinking about? Are you wondering if I killed Charles?
We all wonder about each other all day and half the night.
I don't.
Well, you're the more fortunate.
I only wonder what that man Alan is doing. What he's building up out of this great mass of detail. What ugly conclusions he is coming to. Oh, God. Oh, God, I wish Charles wasn't dead. A week ago. No, 3 days ago, I thought to myself, quite seriously, you know, that I should be glad if I knew that I was going to die. Now I am terrified.
What do you mean? No, don't tell me without being sure you won't wish that you hadn't.
I'll tell you this much. It is not that detective I'm afraid of.
Then why don't you go to him and make a clean breast of whatever it is?
I have no intention of betraying myself.
I don't understand you. Why can't you tell Alan what you did when you went upstairs? Nothing can be more dangerous than your silence.
Supposing I said I went in search of Charles. Someone's coming.
It's Marjorie.
I didn't realize you'd been let out, Rosamond. Are you feeling better?
Yes, thank you. We've been having a cozy little chat about the murder. Who do you think did it?
I don't understand you. How can you talk about it like this?
You're acting the part of a woman who's been deeply shocked, Marjorie. You're feeling it too, I expect, but not in the way you want to convey to us.
How like you to talk silly, clever stuff that makes you feel superior. I'm sick of cleverness.
I'm off. The doctor's coming at 4:30 to get on with his cure for the after effects of murder. The mixture as before.
Have you seen Arthur anywhere?
He was in the library when I last saw him.
I do think men are extraordinary. Arthur doesn't seem to realize how I feel about it all. He leaves me by myself for hours at a time while he and Hubert talk about Russian politics. I should have thought he would... Oh, but here he is. Are you coming back into the house?
No, I'm going for a walk in the woods.
Well, I shall leave you then. Arthur! Arthur!
Smell of burning. Somebody must be having a bonfire. There goes Dr. Tokarev. What the devil is he up to? I wonder if that fire has something to do with him.